With your ag news, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. U.S. farmland prices increased 12.4% over the last year, according to new data from the Department of Agriculture. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service released the 2022 land value summary Friday afternoon. The report shows the U.S. farmland real estate value, a measurement of the value of all land and buildings on farms, averaged $3,800 per acre for 2022. That's up $420 per acre from 2021. The U.S. cropland value averaged $5,050 per acre, an increase of $630 per acre, or 14.3% from the previous year. Finally, the U.S. pasture value averaged $1,650 per acre, an increase of $170 per acre, up 11.5% from 2021. In the Corn Belt region, cropland values increased 15.3% from $6,880 per acre in 2021 to $7,930 per acre in 2022. New Jersey and California have the highest average cropland values, with New Jersey at $15,900 per acre and California at $15,410 per acre. And we'll be back with more ag news right after this.
Construction business owners, listen up. Horn Plastic Super Slide Truck Bed Liners can help you maximize your downtime. Get your new truck liners installed from Horn Plastics and be ready for the spring season early. The Super Slide Liners are high-performance bed liners that help preserve beds and perform great in any conditions you may face. Don't let profits get stuck in your truck. Haul more, make more by eliminating the haul back in your truck box or trailer. Call Horn Plastics today to get your installation scheduled or visit hornplastics.com. Let it slide with Super Slide Liners from Horn Plastics.
Information updated Monday by USDA's Economic Research Service shows in 2020, U.S. farms sold almost $10.7 billion of food commodities directly to consumer outlets and supply chains. This includes restaurants, grocery stores, regional distributors, and local institutions. The figure is nearly $2.8 billion, or 35% more than sold in 2019. From 2019 to 2020, sales at farmers markets and restaurants and grocery stores increased by 11 and 13%, whereas sales from farm stores, community-supported agriculture, and other direct-to-consumer channels increased 79%. Meanwhile, sales to regional distributors increased by 73%. However, sales to local institutions declined by 86% in 2020 relative to 2019, likely because of closures or restricted operations related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Overall, in 2020, 73% of total direct sales occurred through intermediary supply chains, while the remaining 27% were direct-to-consumer outlets. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.